News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Ireland's culinary history runs far deeper than the stereotypical potatoes and stew. That is according to Dr. Martine McInmara, Chair of the Masters in Gastronomy and Food Studies in TU Dublin, who has served up a deep history of Irish food in his newest book. Good morning to you, Martine.
Good morning, Ciara.
This is kind of fascinating because I have to confess to you, I am of the ilk who fell into that idea that really all we had was potatoes and stew and that we didn't have much of a culinary history worth mentioning.
Yeah, well, you're not alone there, you know, and when you think about it, the potatoes only arrived here in the 16th century, and what this new book, Irish Food History, a companion, shows that actually we've had evidence of people dining here, eating here from 33,000 years ago, believe it or not, you know, so we've had a long, long history before the potato ever showed its face, as I say, the humble spud, as they say, in Ireland.
And did we have was it like the spud came in and took over, or did we have a varied past? I was in Spain recently. I was in Spain about a week ago, and San Sebastian, the food is unbelievable. But people were eating, I suspect, as they've eaten there for a very long time. The pinchos, the little tiny tapas, and you know the olives and the anchovies and all of this. And I was thinking, what an array of exciting tastes that they've been eating for probably centuries. Did we have that ever?
Oh, we did indeed, of course. But then you also have to remember the Spanish, that they didn't have tomatoes. That the potato came over from the New World as the tomatoes, as the chilies, as this corn, turkeys, all this sort of stuff. So they, you know, to imagine their food without what we consider today is a bit like Ireland and potatoes.
Okay.
But like to answer your question is like we've had going back in history, we've had an array of food, all sorts of type of food. And this is food that's indigenous to Ireland, but also imported food. Because actually one of the most interesting things we found is that you're probably familiar with Clonycavan Man, which is the bog body that was found in 2002, when you can go and visit it up in the National Museum. But when they were doing the analysis on that bog body, they were able to tell what time of year the body was he was killed from the food that was in the stomach. They were also able to analyze the hair that seemingly this, you know, he was a wealthy he was a young man, but he was wealthy, and he had hair gel in his hair, a bit like Jedward as such, to make him look a bit taller, right? And the resin, pine resin in that hair gel, came from the Mediterranean, from the north of Spain and from the south of France. So, you know, that our ancestors, you know, in something like 4 or 5 centuries BC, were doing what you were doing, they weren't going to Spain, but they were actually bringing in luxury hair products.
And
but at the same time, they were bringing in sort of all sorts of spices, all sorts of wines.
And so did we, that's what I was going to ask you. Did we season our food? Because, you know, we do have things like wild garlic and everything growing here. You see, if you walk around a wood. Did we eat all that sort of stuff?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, that's interesting about the wild garlic, because so much of what we've eaten and what we did eat is sort of hidden in plain sight in place names. So, for example, there's people listening here now who could be listening in Capitagal in Galway, or in Clonmel in Tipperary, or in, you know, Glenageary in Dublin, or wherever, you know, or Cantorc. And they're all food related place names. And any time you see craff or craw in a place name, it means crav, which is the Irish word for wild garlic or ramsams.
Okay.
So there's evidence in literally hidden in plain sight.
And so just briefly before I let you go, what are the headlines? As in, what kind of things that were we eating that maybe we don't recall that we were eating, or that we've kind of overlooked the fact that we were eating?
Well, I suppose the main thing is, I suppose, milk, butter, dairy and cheese was probably the biggest thing we were eating, you know, because we really worship the cow. And even that is understood by the word boher, as in the road. It comes from a cow. Or even the word buchali and kalini, you know, for boys and girls, literally means sort of, you know, a cow herder or a cowboy or a little herder. But this book has 28 different chapters from the Ice Age all the way up to the present day, up to Myrtle Allen and to Food in Irish Pubs by Brian Murphy. And it's beautifully designed by Brenda Dermody, a colleague of mine in TU Dublin who teaches book design. And it's, well, the wonderful thing about it as well is that actually it's available open access. It's available for free through EUT Plus Academic Press.
Really?
And then it's been published. Yeah, yeah. So if you just Google it, you can get it for
Irish Food History, A Companion. That's what it's called.
Irish Food History, A Companion. And if you get it for free and look at it online, you'll fall in love with it so much you'll have to buy the hard copy, the 800 page,
you know,
which
what?
Is the perfect present for anyone who's interested in food for Christmas or for before that.
I think I'm sold and it's very interesting. Thank you so much for speaking to us this morning. That is Dr. Martin McInimara, Chair of the Masters in Gastronomy and Food Studies at TU Dublin.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.